Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So Michael Hoyt will be out for the year with the Achilles. He'll go on IR. Gabe Davis... We'll see how he does this week in terms of his status as we move forward. And then got three players that are all improving that we'll see how they do this week. So Daquan Jones, Josh Palmer, and Shaq Thompson. That's what I have for you. So with that, I'll turn it over to you for your questions.
Are you expecting them to be on the practice field at all this week?
Those three?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. In some capacity, Joe, I don't know at this point yet what that looks like for sure.
What did the film tell you about your defense's performance last night?
I thought they played really hard. Played hard, played together. There's a couple plays in there that I know I want back, and I'm sure they want back as well. All in all, it was a heck of an effort.
I know there's a lot of group food to focus on, but what happened on the fourth down, the fourth and 17? Like, what was the...
Yeah, just rushing coverage. I mean, when you have that amount of time, it's hard to cover for that long. In theory, you know, if we cover a little bit better, if we rush a little bit better, those two can marry up like they were for most of the game. Some of the big plays is where it broke down, that one included. So those are things we need to get corrected.
Think about Maxwell kind of getting thrust back into it in a game like that. I know it was the second game back, big moment for him. How do you think he handled the process leading up to that game and then asking to play 50% of the snaps against that team specifically in game? What did you notice from him?
It was not too big for him. That's a good thing. And again, he's got a really good support group around him, from his coaches to his teammates, and he's a team guy. So He knows he has to earn his way, and that's an important piece, important part of his mindset. So just good to see him have success, I'm sure, you know, helps his confidence. And sometimes you work hard, you don't always get a breakthrough moment like that early. So that's good. Now we got to go back to being humble and staying with his process.
The one player you bring up was Taren. What's the expectation?
Yeah, one day at a time, don't know for sure. Kind of like those other guys, I failed to mention them, so yeah.
How did you feel that Cam Lewis filled in for Taren?
He thought he did a good job. Cam's a competitor. He plays multiple positions for us. I think it was the second play of the game, they went over the middle on him, and he broke it up there or made it a contested situation. So I thought he played very competitively and tough and made some big-time tackles for us and plays on the ball.
Historically, or if trade deadlines passed, what is usually the process or how you get involved? The late, early, I mean, what can you just...
Me as a coach, you mean? I mean, I kind of had some conversations with Brandon. You know, he really runs the point on it. So, you know, he'll brief me on some things, maybe some thoughts, maybe some kind of irons in the fire that he wants me to kind of wants my opinion on. So he'll have me look at someone or a couple of guys. So that's kind of my involvement on it. Like I said, he runs point on it. So
does he come to you with these things, or do you come to him? Meaning, is it, I'm just trying to guess what the relationship is like, because there is such a bond. If they do acquire somebody, or you're about to lose somebody,
yep,
this is going to affect your day-to-day life, the organizations, but it's his job to go get that guy. So I'm just wondering, like, does he just let you know when something's close, or do you?
Well, I think over the years, what I've understood is works is I share my vision for the team, where I think we're at, where I think we could use some help. And then, you know, we back and forth in conversation style there. And then, you know, he does his work and with his staff as well. And they do most of the work naturally, because we're game planning every week and whatnot. So it's, you know, I believe my job is to share where I believe our team is and what we need to do moving forward. So from there, it's really his stage, really. So.
Coach, I know trench play is very important to you. The offensive line had another good game against the top 10 defense. How important is Aaron Cromer to your operation and what you do?
Yeah, he's highly important. You know, he's a ton of experience coaching offensive line, coaching on offense overall, once being a coordinator as well. So I think that helps. You know, he can see the big picture, and I'm sure Joe would echo the same sentiments about Chrome. And, you know, quality coaches like that are hard to find. So it's been a great reunion, if you will. And you know, with him and his family here, I've enjoyed like our family getting to know his family, and he's been a big asset to us.
You mentioned with Blake going down last night how other guys will need to step up and that sort of thing. How do you feel about that group? Obviously, Joey and Greg had a big night last night, but how do you feel about the group behind them?
Yeah, you know, confident in those guys, and we know every week you got to find a way to win. So you got to manufacture it different ways. And I thought the guys last night that were in there with Michael being one of them, and Larry, and, you know, then we had, you know, Mathis in there as well. And, so it's every week. It's the journey in the NFL. How do you shape a plan that uses the strengths of the players, and then they got to come together and execute it. So, you know, the journey is the journey, and we've lost some guys, and you know, so it's, and some of those guys aren't able to come back too. So we've got to continue to try and figure this thing out to where we can, you know, piece it together week to week and find ways to win. And I thought the guys did a really good job of that last night, staff included.
How's Michael doing from a mental perspective of, you know, coming back after the suspension, having limited time, and then being out for the season? How's he doing?
Michael Hoyt, you talking about? Yeah, I mean, he's disappointed. He's, you know, looked forward to this, these moments, because he was out early in the year, right, with his suspension. So, and to get off to such a fiery start and impact the team in such a influential way in such a short amount of time. Now, you know, when you go through a situation like that, it's a natural disappointment. It's a shame. It really is. You know, never want to see anyone get hurt. Our team, another team, and so it's a hard job. And these guys put a lot on the line, and then there's this huge moment of disappointment. But he is as tough as they come, and it's important that we are there to support him all the way through this.
Sean, you mentioned last night after the game that you said you're not where you need to be. I'm assuming kind of just collectively as a team. Now that you're at week 9, kind of the midway point of the season, do you feel that you are at least closer to that than maybe say you were going into the bye week?
Yes. Yeah, I do. And it's really the piece that we are learning about ourselves is how we need to do things collectively as a team in order to put ourselves in a position to play good football and to play winning football. Whether that means we win or not, again, as you've always heard me say, the results sometimes can be variable, but we have to put ourselves in that position. There's a how that gets you there. And so that's one of the things that I believe our team is learning right now.
What did you see that went into helping the passing game be so efficient and Josh to have that kind of completion percentage?
Well, I thought it starts with the staff, the offensive staff putting together, led by Joe, a really good plan. Players understanding it. Josh looked very in control of knowing what he was seeing out there. And you combine that with our ability to run the football, and it gets all of a sudden really hard to defend. And Spags does a lot of things. He's very multiple in terms of his looks, very multiple in terms of his pressure schemes, and the communication between the offensive line and the skill players, Josh, in terms of protection and what they were seeing is critical, and they did a great job of executing that at the line of scrimmage. So I believe that was a step, big time step for us in the right direction as well as an offensive unit. So a lot of work went into that through the week, and so now it's time to turn the page and be ready to execute that again.
What has Jordan Hancock shown you between games to earn more of your trust and the defensive staff's trust? And what did you think about how he handled some more reps?
Yeah, it's exciting to watch these young players. I'm going through the defensive film and with the defensive staff and in the room and just watching players, we get a stop and players coming off the field, and you got Cole out there in the back end, you got Max, you got Jordan Hancock, some young guys out there that haven't played a whole lot of football, and you're excited for them because you see them and their excitement and they're having fun out there, and yet there's these other plays or moments where you're like, that's not exactly how we want it to look. But you get a chance to get them in and teach them, and they sit down and learn from it. And, again, it's all part of the kind of refining process as we go. And I'm excited about that. At the same time, we've got to continue to learn on the job here.
I know you don't like to go too much into scheme, and you can tiptoe around this however you want, but – and I don't mean that.
No pun intended. With
no, yes, exactly. you hit – your defense hit Patrick Mahomes 14 times yesterday. You guys played a ton of dime with DBs on the field. How much did you have to kind of, for lack of a better term, have to go into your bag to have that kind of plan and execution? And how confident are you that, I don't want to say replicate it, but maybe do it again in the playoffs if you meet the Chiefs again in the playoffs?
One game at a time, I would say. That's kind of the general blanket statement. It's really trying to win one game at a time, though. It really is. And sometimes plans stay the same. Sometimes plans change. That's what makes this league so difficult, is people change week to week, and the challenge changes week to week. So, and sometimes your personnel, through injuries and everything, what you have available to you, you may want to do something, but you don't have certain players healthy enough to do it. So you have to find another way. That's what I meant by part of what I meant by saying we have to figure out a way to win every week. So it's a moving target, if that makes sense, but it's also part of the challenge every week that we as a staff look forward to. And I think our players do also, because these guys are raised by continual challenges that are out in front of them every step of the way. And you saw our team respond to a pretty darn big challenge last night.
You were asked about the defense, and you talked about the attitude. Like it seemed to be that there was an emphasis or kind of a visceral reaction when you used the word attitude. Is that limited to your defense, though? Is this, say, maybe an organizational or the entire roster, like you feel you're playing with your attitude or your identity that is now coming around?
I would say yes. I would agree with that. It's a collective mindset that the team is beginning to take on, and I think enjoy being kind of wired that way. So that's a good thing. That needs to continue, though, because winning is hard enough. Schemes are one thing, but how you do things connects everything else that we're trying to do. Scheme, ball, the taking care of the football, all those things are connected through this identity of how we do things.
We've asked a couple of times about Dorian Strong. Do you have any more clarity on his situation?
I do have some more clarity. you know, it's not good in terms of the reports and everything. So I don't want to get into where it may go, but it's not moving in the direction we would like it to at this point. But I'll stop there just out of respect.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.